I was in Southern Illinois, and there has been a mask there for a long time. But I went someplace and just opened up at June 10th.
Okay, this is Linda Little. I'm going to call to order the Macon County Board Operations and Personnel Committee meeting for June 22nd. Please call the roll, Jeannie.
Linda Little.
Here.
Brian Smith.
Here.
John Jackson.
Here.
Rachel Joy. Grant Noland. Bill Oliver. Is there anybody there?
What's the number? Mr. Noland said he was intending to be.
Patty Cox. We do not have a quorum at the moment.
Okay, well, we'll wait about 5 more minutes just in case somebody's trying to call in or not succeeding.
Do you want me to go over and try to call a couple and see?
Yeah, because you said Grant was going to be here, so. I would at least track him down because we did hear from him that he would probably be there. If there is anyone out there, please hang up and call back in because we can't hear you.
We did the Zoom the other night with the mental health board. That went all right.
That was really good.
We're getting some good rain.
Yeah.
Talk about a lot. Wow.
Windy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need
How much
right
fell
now,
for crying out loud? Does anybody know?
Really?
Bad. It's dry.
Well, I'm old.
Isn't that usually on when there's somebody on there?
I mean, it was dry, but I mean, it wasn't blowing dust or anything.
It wasn't my place. Is it dry? You're down.
It's dry. Yeah. Forsyth, yeah. The grass is turning dormant.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Turning, no. Yeah. I had like 9/10 Saturday and then another 4/10 mm-hmm the next morning.
Sometime. Saturday.
So, yeah.
Momentarily.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Grant?
Yeah.
Okay. We've called the meeting to order, and roll call's been taken, and you have been added to it. So.
Sorry for the tardiness.
That's all right. You haven't missed much. Okay. I would entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Is any questions or discussion? Okay. And Jeannie will call the roll. Every vote we take today will be a roll call vote.
Linda Little.
Aye.
John Jackson?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Nolan?
Aye.
Okay.
4-0.
Next on our agenda is, I would entertain a motion to approve the payroll as presented.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions or concerns? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Linda Little.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, sorry. Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
Grant Noland.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
4-7.
Okay. Payroll passes. I would entertain a motion on the claims.
Make a motion to approve the claims.
Second.
Any questions or concerns? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
Grant Noland.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Reports. Madam Auditor.
I just have a couple things. This year we did not have a benefits fair,
and for various reasons, mostly COVID. Open enrollment now is through June 30th, and people are making changes that they need to. Another thing, the audit is almost complete. Again, we're running a little bit late on that this year due to COVID, pretty much. And so it's almost done, should be done this week. And then just another thing I'm going to throw out there is that we were notified last Friday that the payroll program we use to do our payroll will no longer be supported after next July, July 31 of 2021. So we're going to start looking at what our options are with that. So more to come. That's it.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone have any questions for the auditor? Okay. County Board, anything to report? Okay. County Clerk.
I just have the one resolution that's appointing the election judges. This has to be done every 2 years. The list is all of the election judges that are still active. Last election, we're required to have 3 election judges per precinct, which would have been 216 election judges. We had 219, and that was after calling in everyone we could call in. So COVID was difficult with election judges. This November, it will be equally difficult. They did pass a law that normally in a general election, you're required to have 5 election judges per precinct. They did pass a law for this election only, this general election only. We only need 3. But it's really hard to operate a general election on 3. We'll be doing some advertising to try and get people to come out. Obviously, we want to encourage people to either vote early or vote by mail, just to reduce the load on the election day polling places. But you still have to man them, regardless of whether it's heavy turnout or not. So,
I have a question.
Yes.
You talk about early voting and voting by mail, and then, of course, you have Election Day. Election Day, the votes brought into the county building and tabulated. Do you tabulate all the precincts as they're brought in, and then at the very end throw in the early and the mail vote? How does that work?
So, yeah, it's a little more art than science when it comes to the early vote. The early vote, typically we will report after we have about 5 or 6 polling places in. It's because the early vote is so large now, it creates a huge swing, and so you don't want to do it right away. You also don't want to do it at the very end because then the results change dramatically at the very end, and it looks – some people feel it looks suspicious. And so they're mixed in the middle. Because they've become such a big number, we mix them in the middle. So as they come in, we will usually Decatur 1 is right here in the building, so they're one of the first ones to report. And then it's a lot of times it's distance. So the distance from this location where they're bringing them in drives how fast they get them back. Also turnout. So if it's a heavy turnout in a certain polling place, then they're still standing in line at 7 o'clock, and they can't close until everybody who was in line at 7 gets to vote. So it could take them 30 minutes or, in a real heavy turnout, 45 minutes before they can even begin to close out, and that's what causes the delay in reporting those polling places. Additionally, part of their closeout procedures is to make sure that the number of votes cast matches the number of applications to vote. If there's a discrepancy, then that takes longer for them to locate the discrepancy and reconcile it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I guess we could do this now. Josh, I'm going to let Josh present this because I've read through it, and I think it's something the county should at least continue to look into, but he can explain it better than I can. So
I was contacted by CGI Communications, and they have a partnership with NACO, the National Association of County
Officials.
Yeah, okay. And so they have this video program where they create a website for us, and they kind of spotlight whatever it is that we want to highlight in Macon County. We can contact EDC or a chamber or a Convention and Visitors Bureau or the city. We can contact different places, and they highlight through a video, a short video, different parts of Macon County. There's no cost to us. The way that they make their money is then they resell advertising. So you come and you watch this video about Macon County, and then they sell advertising that is associated with that type of video around kind of a banner around the sides of the video. And so then you could click on that and view whatever product is that that company sells. Doesn't cost us anything. We don't have to produce the videos. They have a professional company that comes out and produces the videos. And the production includes everything from kind of content creation, actually filming the video, to guiding us on the best things, you know, what other communities are kind of highlighting. And so we don't have to have a lot of expertise in that, which thankfully, because we don't have a lot of expertise in that. So they contacted me probably just because I'm the county clerk, but it is really something that needs to be handled at the executive level, the county board level, or the chairman. And so I have the information. I can distribute it to all of you. You can look it over. There's not a whole lot to it, but if you know, the only real question is are you comfortable with basically us creating some general content and then advertising being sold around it? That's the only question. There's a question and answer sheet. There's a timeline in here. There's a letter from the company. She, the salesperson, is more than willing to come and give you a full-blown presentation. I will also send you some links to other counties that have already decided to do this. Because it comes with a partnership from NACO, I would consider it a legitimate company, and there's probably no concerns. It's being marketed to a lot of counties across the entire nation, so there's no real concern about the validity of the company or any kind of shady dealings that they might be doing. It's just a matter of whether you're interested in participating.
I think it would be a good thing, and I'd say pass along to the chairman, but I mean, I think organizations EDC and some of them would really like to see something like this.
I think it's really good, and what I like about it is it's a link from our website, so the advertising's not on our website. It's once you go to that one. But I'm interested in contacting some of the other counties that have used it or are using it or working with it, and I do plan to sit down with the chairman and recommend that we at least have her come give the spiel.
Hey, Josh, what's the funding source for them?
The advertising. So
they maintain it ongoing.
Yeah, they continue. Yeah, and then I believe there's a certain point in time where they want to refresh the videos, and then obviously they would go out and resell. You know, if we were to highlight some of our parks or some of our, you know, outdoor recreation areas, they might sell advertising to people who sell outdoor equipment or...
Gotcha.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Well, then, if the committee agrees, I will talk to the chairman and we'll
get some more information.
Get some more information.
Sure.
Agree.
See about getting her in here to give a presentation. Thank you very much.
Any other questions on the resolution for the election judges?
Oh, forgot about that.
I make a motion to approve the resolution as presented.
Second.
Oh, any more questions? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
Grant Nolan.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, Josh. Okay, recorder's not here. Workforce Investments.
Thank you.
Okay, Workforce is proposing a resolution to increase the workforce budget of $32,524.28. And this is due to the fact that we received the layoff aversion funds. And that was really kind of a unique opportunity to go out and help the small businesses in our community that got hit hard by COVID. And so we asked for them, any small business that was interested in getting some assistance, they had to apply. And so we had 15 employers respond. Then Workforce reviewed the application, And then we sent it on to DCEO, and they made the choice. So they selected five small businesses in our area. It was Furman Engineering, Huff Lumber, J. Morris, Country Club of Decatur, and Track Enterprises. And so they're going to get assistance so that they don't have to lay off people. It's an aversion. So most of the money was spent on IT equipment, laptops, cleaning, sanitizing their areas. And so it was really a win-win for our community. So that's what I'm asking for a resolution for.
I make a motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Does anyone have any more questions or concerns? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
Brant Nolan.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We haven't received any citizens' remarks that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. I have no old business. Does anyone have new business to bring before the committee? We have no closed session this evening. Our next meeting will be July 20th at 5:30. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned. Or all in favor, whatever. Meeting's adjourned.
Tracking your pulses,
yeah, they did.